Thompson campaign consultant Darren Schmitz said the former governor and Bush cabinet secretary was filing the preliminary paperwork he needed to raise funds for a campaign. A video on Thompson's new campaign website was more to the point.
Tommy Thompson won't stop until he stops Washington. Tommy Thompson for United States Senate.
Thompson's campaign said a formal announcement would be coming in the near future. In the past, the mere specter of a Thompson run for statewide office might have been enough to clear the rest of the Republican field. But already Thompson faces one Republican opponent in former Congressman Mark Newman. On top of that, Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, State Senator Frank Lissay, and former State Senator Ted Kanivas have all discussed jumping into the race. All would likely try to challenge Thompson's conservative credentials and highlight his reputation as a moderate. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says it will be a measure of where Wisconsin Republicans stand right now.
It looks like it's going to be this very interesting sort of fight for what it means to be a Republican.
State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate issued a statement reiterating some of the Tea Party's concerns with Thompson, saying, quote, "Wherever you are in the political spectrum, there's agreement Wisconsin deserves a much better choice for senator." Former Congressman Newman said in a statement that in Wisconsin, quote, "We should respect Tommy's lifetime of service," but Newman says his focus will be on Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, the only announced Democratic candidate for Senator Cole's seat. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.